Okay, today is Daf Tes, Masechtas Kedushin. We're on the bottom of Daf Ches, toward the bottom by the I have a one dot here. Tana Rabbanan says a brisa. Hiskachi li bimana. If a man says to a woman, here, be mekadesh me. Start that over. A man says to her, I want to be mekadesh you with this money. She says, Tanei Malgabe Sela. Go put on that rock. Go put over there. Very nice. Lovely. You know what? Ain't a Mekadeshes. It doesn't work. But, Vimha Yisela Shalah. But if it's hers, the Kadeshes. Then it works. Why does it work? Rashi says, because it's her chatzar. Fine. Be my focus about that, but that's what Rashi says. Very simple. Boy of Bibi. What about Sela Shal Shnehem Mahu? What about if it belongs to both of them? So you know what? Teku. What's the Shaila? We will explain in a minute. Next. Hiskachi li b'kikar. I want to be mekadesh you with this cookie. She says, yeah, you know what? Tenehu l'kelev. Go give it to the dog. That's her way of brushing him off. Ain't a mekadesh if it doesn't work. Vimha yakelev shalah. But what if it was her dog? Mekadesh if it works. Boy Rav Murray. So Rav Murray asked, what about the following case? Kelev, rotach areha. What if the dog is chasing her? Mahu. What's the halacha? By the fact that you're saving her from the dog, right? The dog's chasing her. You're running after her. It's, I want to be mekadesh you. Fine, give it to the dog. So that's then she's married to you because she's agreeing to it. Oh, Dilma, or maybe Mutzi Amrula, she could say to him, Mid Araisa Chayve Mechayev Zlad Tulan. You have a chiyuv to save me. You're not allowed to watch your neighbor's eyes. You're not allowed to stand idly by when your neighbor's in Sakana. You have a chiyuv to save me. So you save me and I'm marrying you. Teku. We don't know the halacha of that. Now, one more case. Hiskachi li bikikar. If I say I want to be married to you with this cookie, and she says, Tanehu la'ani, go give it to that beggar over there. It's another way of brushing him off. Ain't a mekadesh, it's no good. Afilu ani hasamachala. Even if the ani relies on her always, it's not considered her property. It's not considered her chatzar. This guy always comes to the table. He's a ben bayis by this woman. No. My time, but why not? Amrole, because she says to him, Ki hechi de mechayvina be'ana, hachi mechayavis be'at. Just like I have a chiyuv to support this ani, so do you. So what you're doing is doing the kai of the mitzvah of tzedakah. I'm being married to you. Okay? So far, so good. What is the difference between the case of the dog, where it's a teku, and the case of the ani, where it's no good? Why is the case of the ani no good for sure, and the case of the dog is a teku? What? Yeah. One second. So that. No, we have a chiyuv to save her. We have a chiyuv to save her. She's being chased by a dog. She's being chased by the dog. You want to get after that down the street? But mekadesh me. She's not. Nah, give it to the dog. So does she mean to be married to you because you're going to save her from the dog? Or no, you have a chiyuv to save her. So it's a teku. The Gemara leaves that for teku. I didn't write the word teku. The Gemara wrote teku. Then by the case of the ani, it's for sure no good. Because she says to him, you have a chiyuv to save the ani. Just like you have a chiyuv to save me from the dog, you have a chiyuv to support the ani. So that we clear up that shaila. But the case of the dog is a teku. So the Ran says, the suffix is, similar to what you're saying, David, since she is being saved physically, that's a suffix. Right? There's a sakana issue here. But the honest is not sakana. So it's not, therefore, it's for sure no good. So since it's a suffix of her life, we have a shaila. That's what the Ran says. The Gross says, unbelievable. He says, the halach in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchis, Dine, it's one simon. Dine harofe. It's in Hilchas Biker Cholim. Dine of a doctor. So the gra there in Hilchas, in Simon Shin Lamed Vav, asked, How is a doctor allowed to take a salary? After all, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to heal. How could you take a salary? So the gra answers, because it's a mitzvah on everybody also. Everyone has a chiyuv. I'll go to med school. I'll do. Then I can get salary for that. In economics, it's a chiyuv on everybody. But so there, that's the only reason he can get a salary. Since he's stepping up to the plate, therefore he's allowed to get a salary. It's a chiyuv on everybody. So says the Gra, he's allowed to charge her for saving her. Everybody has a chiyuv to save her from the dog. The wild dog chasing her. Everybody has a chiyuv. He's stepping up to the plate to go ahead and save her. He can charge her for that. That pride, that money, okay, I'll marry you. I'll be Makadosh you. I don't have to pay you then. I'll be Makadosh you. That is, it doesn't apply by the noni. Doesn't apply by noni. That's the difference. Okay? Okay. Right, you're right. He's doing Makadosh. He's doing Makadosh with the kik. Right, but since she owes him money now, that was exactly what the Gemara Suffolk was. Now she owes, according to the Gra, now she owes him money, right? So he'll be Malkum. I'll give my husband money. I'll marry him, right? You're right. It's the kikar, but since now she owes him money. He's allowed to charge for that, right? Well, you can't charge. He's allowed to charge for that. Why is he allowed to charge for that? Well, it's like a doctor. Everyone has a chiyuv. The whole block had a chiyuv to save her. He only stepped up to the plate. He's allowed to charge for that. He's allowed to charge for that. And she could say, you know what? I'll marry him already. I like him, whatever. I don't have to pay him then. We'll be married. The whole story. But by the Oni, it doesn't apply. So by here, there's a teiku. By the Oni, there's no teiku. Okay.
Because the case itself is not clear.
What?
The case itself is not clear from the words of the Gemara. Exactly what it is that he's doing that, you know, that, I'm sorry, not that he's doing that she's telling him to do.
Right.
Is it because she's saving him? Is it because, you know, give it to the dog? Why is she doing it?
What do you mean? She's being chased by a dog. So he says, marry me. She says, oh, give it to the dog. Give it to the dog? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the suffix. What does she mean by that?
Because it's a suffix.
What?
There's no suffix by the Oni case.
Sure there is.
Really?
Is that no suffix?
No, it's pretty clear cut.
Right. She says to him, just like you have a chiyuv to just like I have a chiyuv to support the Oni, so do you. Therefore, when I told you to give it to the Oni, it was for sure not a Kedusha. For sure not a Kedusha. Just you're doing tzedakah. I have a chiyuv. Everyone else has a chiyuv to save the me from the dog, just like you. So you happen to be nice and you actually stepped up to the plate. The Gemara of Suffolk, is that a Kedusha or not? Why isn't it a Vayda not a Kedusha? All he's doing is doing a mitzvah. He's saving her from the dog. No, he had a Suffolk. Maybe she's agreed to being married. Told her that. She's agreed to be married. Why? What kind of Suffolk is that? So that's what he suggested. Since he owes her the money, she agreed. Okay. Next. Hahu garva, the one's a guy. The havi kama zabein, chumrei, pischaisa. He was selling some kind of, look at the top Rashi, first word, buttons. Right? Rashi also wrote buttons. It says it right there in Rashi. Buttons. He was selling some kind of buttons. It wasn't buttons. It was a button that they made. It was some kind of object that they made into necklaces. But chumre pischaisa, some kind of button they made into necklaces. I saw he. It's a woman comes over to him. Amrole, and she says, "Havlichad shua, give me one of those chains. Give me one of those necklaces." So Amrole, I have in the lach mikudeshetli. If I give you one, you'll be married to me. Amrole, have a miyava. Just give it to me. What does that mean? That means I'm not being married to you. Amar Rav Chama. Kol hava mihava lav klomu. Any small lashon like that is not a lashon of kedushin. She's basically saying, "Get away from me! Just give it to me." Next, who gav davi kashasi chamra be chanusa. There was a guy drinking wine in the tavern. Asahi, it's a woman walks in. Amalai havli chad katsa. Can I have a drink, please? Amalai iha vinalach mekudeshetli. If I give you a drink, you'll be married to me. Amrala ashkuye ashkian. Just give me the drink. Alright? Stop with your proposals. Just give me the drink. Amar Rav Chama Kashkuya Ashkayan Lav Klomu. That's nothing. Hahu Gavra. There's a certain guy. Davi Kashadi Tamra Medikla. He was plucking dates off a tree. I say he itza. A woman walks by. Amale Shadili Tar. He says, throw me two dates. Amale I Shadinalach Mekudeshetli. If I throw you two dates, you'll be married to me. Amale Shadi Mishada. Just throw me the dates. That's Amar Rav Zvid. Kal Shadi Mishada Lav Klomhi. It's nothing. Ibailahu, what about Hav Ashke Vishadi Mahu? What about if you should only say it one time? Not give me that drink, but give me the. In English, it's not such a way to say it. When she says in Hebrew, Havi Mihava, just give it to me. double lashon. It's obvious she's pushing him off. What if she just said one lashon? So then already is she agreeing to be married? So Amar Ravina, Mikudashas, that now she's meaning Mikudash. By saying only one lashon, instead of saying Hava Mihava, she just says Hava. Rav Sama Baraksa Amar Taga de Malka, I swear by the crown that Ana Mikudashas. The Hilchasa and the Halacha is Ana Mikudashas. It doesn't work. The Hilchasa and the Halacha is Shiroi Lo Tzrichi Shuma, that the silks that we said yesterday do not have to be evaluated. The Hilchasa and the Halacha is Kirab Elazar, like Rabbi Elazar. That what? That Rabbi Elazar said before that if you say, I'll be Makadosh with $100 and you give her a dollar, it works and you owe her the rest. The Hilchasa and the Halacha is Kirav Amar of Nachman, that Rav Amar of Nachman said, if I'm a Kaddish you, if you say I'm going to be a Kaddish you with $1 million, but I don't have $1 million in my pocket, so I'll give it as my watch, and it's a mashkin, it's nothing. Why? Because she doesn't have the money, she doesn't own the mashkin, so it's no good. Asks Tosfos, why didn't the Gemara say the Halacha is like Rabbah, that you don't have to evaluate silks? Why does he go out of his way to say the Halacha is that silks don't need evaluating? Why didn't we say the halacha is like Rabbah? We just said the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar. Which Rabbi Elazar? I didn't know. I had to look at Rashi. Which Rav Amar Nachman? I didn't remember. I had to look at Rashi. So why, when it comes to the first case of the silks, the Gemara goes out of its way to say so? That's the first question Tosfos asks. Second question Tosfos asks is, we always hold like Rabbah. We always hold like Rabbah. Anytime we have a child, we hold like Rabbah. So again, just why didn't the Gemara say we hold the Hilchasa Karaba? Right? First of all, we always hold like Rabbah. Almost always. Be one of the exceptions in a minute. We always hold like Rabbah. And second of all, why did the Gemara go out of its way to say what Rabbah held and just instead of just saying the Hilchasa Karaba? Answer is Tosfos. Because we only hold like Rabbah when it comes to silk. For some reason, women did not know the silk market. Women did not know the silk market. So therefore, I'm sorry, women did know the silk market. I'm sorry, women knew the silk market. So silk did not have to be evaluated. If you look up in Tosfos, it's in the Tosfos of Hilchasa. It's on the left side. It's V'omer Rabbeinu Tam. It's about right where the Gemara starts to get wide. Where the Gemara starts to look across. You know why the Gemara said it this funny way? Only silk doesn't need evaluating. Everybody knows what those value are. The women wouldn't make a mistake. Women would not make a mistake. It's fine. Aval shar dvarim, but other things, kigon, avonim, tovos, umargolios. Precious stones, sheyesh she'enam tovos, some are no good, some are junk, and they throw them in like they're good, right? It's all junky. Ela ma'at, they're only worth a little bit, no one knows. Viragilim litos baharbe yose mishvuyam, and women are many, people are very, very misled what they're really worth, these stones, right? Tzrichi shuma, they have to be evaluated, mishum de lo samcha daita, because no, she doesn't know what they're worth. Lefikach, therefore, nagu ha'olam lekadesh b'tabas she'ein ba'evin. That's why there's a minhag to get married with a ring that doesn't have any stones. So she asked yesterday, but a ring also could be misled. So it must be that the women were not misled about that. A plain ring is not so. What could you? It's a plain, simple gold ring. So that, how much leeway can there be in that? But once you start putting in all these precious stones, and we all know somehow. You look at somebody, you look at a woman, she's wearing some jewelry, you don't know if it's worth $5 or $5,000. We have no clue. It's all fake, it could be fake, it could be real. We have quality, grade, it's so complicated. Complicated then too. That's what Tosfos says. That's the Minhag Yisrael. That's the Minhag Yisrael. Question is, which finger do you put the ring on? You're standing under the chuppah, anybody remember? Which finger do you put the ring on? The pointer, right? Put it on the pointer. We don't put it on the, in America, it's called the ring finger. That's the fourth finger. We do not put it on the ring finger. Why is the fourth finger called the ring finger? So it goes back to ancient, old Roman, old European customs that the ring, somehow the ring finger, the veins of the ring finger, doctor, you can see if this is true, the veins of the ring finger were more connected to the heart than any other finger. So it was a sign of love. That's the goyim. Okay. We put on the, we put it on the front, on the pointer. Why the pointer? Because it's an unbelievable Rabbeinu Bechai. You didn't hear this Rabbeinu Bechai ever. It's in Perek. It's in Vayikra. Perek. Ches. Pasach Chav Gimel. But before we get to the Rabbeinu Bechai, the Rokeach says, it's already Rishon, says you put it on the pointer. Ah, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvos. You really should put it on the thumb. Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvos. What are you passing over the thumb for? Thumb is the first finger. So the Rokeach says no. Because there's a Perek in Tehillim, Perek Yud Tes, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Ches, where it's the famous Pasuk. It says, Taras Hashem Tmima Mashiv, Aslafash Eidus Hashem Nemana Machim, As Pesi. If you start with the thumb, and you count each word another finger, you're going to come to the word Mizahav, will be on the pointer. Right? Says the Nachal Shiva, what kind of thing is that? What kind of reason is that? Such a far-fetched thing. Why did you put this Perek Tehillim out of the blue? The whole thing is so far-fetched. He says, no. You know why you picked the pointer? Because of the Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai. It's in Vayikra, Parakhes, Pasuk of Gimel. He says as follows. We know there are five senses. Five senses. Everybody has five senses. We also have five fingers. He says each finger is represented by a different sense. How so? Our thumb is represented to the sense of taste. Which is why all babies put their thumb in their mouth. The thumb is most associated with taste. The pointer is associated with the sense of smell, which is why, as crude as this might sound, when somebody wants to check out what's going on in his nose, he sticks his pointer in there. That's the sense of smell. So Rabbeinu Bechai said this. The middle finger is associated with the sense of touch. That's why it's the biggest. The fourth finger is associated with the sense of sight, which is why you... Whenever you want to clean your eyes, they recommend you use your fourth finger. It's the weakest. It'll do the least damage to your eye. My wife confirmed this last night. They say when you put on makeup on your eyes, you should use your fourth finger to smear. Because it's the weakest finger, can cause the least damage to your eye. It's associated with your eyes. And your pinky is associated with the sense of hearing, which is why if you have to check your ears or you know, if your ears are hurting you or clogged, whatever, you stick your pinky in. It's the smallest. It's going to do also the least damage to the ear. All five fingers are associated with five senses. Says an Achla Shiva, but that's only true you and yourself. When it comes to the outside world, you always use your pointer. Right? And he brings two rayas. Children always point, they don't know anything. They're little babies. They naturally take their front finger, their pointer, to demonstrate something. And the other raya he brings is that when a Balkore lanes with a yad, the pointing finger is the one sticking out, right? So it's a raya, ma'aseh b'chol yom. Whenever someone lanes, they use a pointer. A pointer is the most prominent finger we have. And that's why it's the finger that's used for Kedusha. The Rav Pa'alim, that's the Ben Ishchai, he says, al pi sod, al pi kabbalah, you use the middle finger. So I don't know if Sfarzah maybe do that, but I don't think Ashkenazim, it's not our minug. That's not, I mean, among Ashkenazim, I don't think anyone does that. But there's al pi kabbalah. Maybe there are Sfarzim that follow the Ben Ishchai that do that. Okay, good. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. So now we are done with we're done with Kesef and Shava Kesef. Next, Shtar. Tana Rabbanan. B'Shtar. Ketad Kosevlo. How do you write a Shtar? Kosevlo on a yar. You can write on a piece of paper. Or al cheres, or on a piece of pottery, af al pi she'ein bo shava pruta, even though it's not worth a shava pruta, if it's worth a shava pruta, you can use it as kesef. So there's even a shiloh, what if it should not be worth a shava pruta, on purpose. So it for sure can't be confused with kesef. We're going to see in a minute that kesef might have different rules than shtar, in terms of, we'll see in a minute. Bitech mekudesh etzli, your daughter should be married to me, right? There's no reason why we pick the case of a daughter. It could be a regular, even if she's an adult. But the Gemara picks the case of a daughter. Bitech mekudesh etzli, bitech mu'ures etzli, bitech lila intu, your daughter should be from my wife. All this, harezu mekudesh, it all works. It's all fine. It's a shtar. How do we know shtar? The Gemara doesn't even say here. It's going to say in a minute, it's learned out of get. If you can use a get to send her out, you can use a get to bring her in. We might have said that already. If we didn't say it already, we're going to say it in a minute on our base. Maskif la, Rav Zeira bar Mamal. But wait a minute. Ha, lo dummy hai shtara l'shtar zavini. This shtar is not similar to a shtar of sale. If I want to sell you my field, why not? Hasam over there, mocher kosev lo. The seller writes the shtar, sadi mechur alach. My field is being sold to you. Hacha, but over here, bal kosev, the husband writes, bitech mukudeshes li. Your daughter is married to me. It's written from the perspective of the acquirer, and a bill of sale for a land or anything else is sold from the seller. So it's backwards. What kind of question is this? So the Gemara says, so the Amar Rava, no, it's very simple. Hasa minyana dekra, facha minyana dekra. When it comes to sale of land, we follow the pattern of the Torah, and when it comes to acquiring an isha, we follow the pattern of the Torah. Hacha asam ksiv, by land it says, in parshas, bahar or bichokosa, either one of those, umachar me'achuz aso, and you're selling your ancestral land. Bimokher tala rachmana, the Torah focuses on the seller. So we write our shtaros to sell land, the seller is the one who is in the driver's seat. Hacha, but over here, ksiv it says, ki yikach, right? Ki yikach, that's said by kesef. Ki yikach ish isha, ki yikach bibal talarachmana. The baal's in the driver's seat. So the Rabban explains, because who is the one who's effectuating the kedushin? The baal. The woman's so passive. She's not in the driver's seat at all. When it comes to a bill of sale, the same person who's in the driver's seat, the same issue. Have a thing. You're on different sides of the table, but it's the same person who's in the driver's seat. Whether it's selling land or you're requiring an isha. It's very simple. 1 minute. So the Gemara says, Hasam nami ksiv. Yeah, but I have a pasuk that says, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, that says, Sados bakesef yiknu, which means that the acquirer is the one who, so to speak, in the driver's seat. So the Gemara says, no, karibe yaknu. Read it yaknu, that he's not in the driver's seat. He's the one who's getting it, but not he's the one who's acquiring it. So he's not in the driver's seat. So the Gemara says, "Amai tai makaris be yaknu." Why do you read the Torah like that? The novel like that? Mishum deksiv umachar, because you could have said umachar hachanami. Kari be, let it read it. Ki, 1 minute. Hachanami kari be ki yakach or yakich, which would mean deksiv esbiti nasati loish hazeh. That therefore, who's to say that the husband's in the driver's seat? It could be that the father of the girl's in the driver's seat. At least by katanos, the father's in the driver's seat. Who said? So the Gemara says, you're right. El amarava, you're right. Hilchaz aninu, it's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Well, I'm just going to translate the word hilchaz, it's a halacha. Rashi says, hilchaz aninu l'moshe mi-Sinai. It's a machlokas, what that means. Rashi holds halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that if a star is written from the perspective of the husband, even though it could just as easily have been written from the perspective of the girl's father, could have been. I gave you my daughter. It could be written from that perspective. Halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Vasmechinu rabbanan akroi, and the rabbanan was just hanging on a pasuk. V'bayis ema, or hasam nami ksiv ekach esefer hamikne. That by Yirmiyahu, when he sold his field, that when he bought the field, that he gave him the sefer. So fine that it doesn't say the etein a sefer amakne, but the ekach a sefer amakne. So we have don't compare me bill of sale to shtarei kedushin, not the same. Fine. Fine. Tosfos says that the Vehilchasa is not halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Tosfos says this? Yeah. It's just... Tosfos gives two answers. Hilchasa here, just... it's minag ha-makom. Minag ha-medina. What do people normally do? The Navi is just asmachta in the pure sense of the word. When people sell their fields, what's normally the case? The guy who wants to sell his field is writing it out. He's the one who's selling it. I can't write a star that I'm buying someone's field. I don't even know which field is for sale. Of course it's from the seller's book. It's just, Hilchot doesn't mean halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's not some ancient, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. No. It's just, well, how do people behave? That's a very, very funny way of saying v'hilchasa. We normally not translate it that way. But various reasons why it's such a difficult sugi here. I read it so fast because what's the Gemara's question? What's the Gemara's answer? Right? Change the way the words are pronounced, and therefore you change the meaning. Who's in the driver's seat? So Tosfos says, no. It's not even talking about halacha Moshe m'sinai. It's just mina. That's how people behave. The guy who wants to sell his field writes up the shtar. Okay. V'yomar Rava, Omer of Nachman, Kasev Liyad Niyar, if you write it on paper, or cheret, or on pottery, Afal Pisha Ein Bo Shav Pruta, even though it's not worth a pruta. The piece of paper is not worth a pruta, it doesn't have to be. Biteich Mekudesh Etzli, your daughter's married to me, Biteich Mures Etzli, Biteich Lila Intu, Bein Ayadei Avia, Bein Ayadei Atma, whether it's through herself or through her father, Mekudesh Etz, Midaito, it's Mekudesh Etz, as long as if she knows it, Midaito, from the das of the father, V'hu, Shalom Bagra, as long as she's not 12 and a half. You're married to me. You're my wife. You're Marutza to me. Either her or her father. Even with her das. Just to tell you the point, but now she's an adult. So if now she's an adult, she has to consent to it, obviously. Now, by Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Shtar Erisin. A Shtar Erisin. Shekasvu Shalol Lishma. What if a shtar erisin was written shalol l'shma? What if it was written shalol l'shma? Does that have to be written l'shma? Now, get has to be written l'shma, but the money that's coined in the mint, that's not coined l'shma for the girl. So by keset, there's no din of l'shma. So what about by shtar? So the Gemara has a suffix. Mahu, havayis liyatziya makshinan. We make a hekesh from shtar, kedushin, to gittin. Ma yitzia be'inan l'shma, just like a get has to be written l'shma, af havaya be'inan l'shma. So too acquiring has to be written l'shma. Oh, Dilmor, maybe no. Havaya isla dadi makshinan. Don't make that comparison. Ma havaya de kesef. Lo be'inan l'shma. I don't need the money. It doesn't have to be minted for her, this girl. I'm going to be makadosh her with that money that was minted l'shma. No, there's no rule like that. Af havaya de shtar, lo be'inan l'shma. So too, the if I want to be Mekadosh over the shtar, doesn't have to be l'shma. Now, Basar Diboya, after we had this question, Hadar Pashto, we answered it. No! Havaya Litzia Makshinan. We do make that comparison. Why? Damar Kra, V'yatzav Ahoysa. By Kesef, we don't make the comparison. So Rashi says, like the Gemara asks the question and gives an answer. But the answer, we knew that already. So what changed? What changed to the question and the answer? Wait, we have a suffix. Well, which one do you compare it to? Oh, we compare it to that. Why? So Rashi says, because V'yatzav Ahoysa Shahari Iker Shahashtar Kona Be'isha Mikan Lamdu. How do you know that a shtar works? It works because a get works. Just like a get works, so too a shtar works. So since the only reason I know that a shtar works is because a get works, Mistama the Dinim should be the same. So what do you see from here? That Kesef and Shtar are very different. There's no Din of Lashma by Kesef. There's no Din of Lashma by Kesef at all. Could there be other nafkaminas that now that I said that shtar has to be written l'shma, kesef does not have to be coined l'shma. So now that I know there's a big difference between kesef and shtar, are there any other differences? It's a fascinating discussion. We never thought this in a million years, that they're different. Oh, you can use kesef, you can use shtar. They're very different now. Right? Shtar has to be written l'shma. Not you guys in college, he's waiting to start writing up the shtar. I was hoping for the girl. No, it's not going to work. It has to be written l'shma. Just like you can't write a get, because, and then you'll guy be in the business of writing get. He'll write a blank get. It doesn't work. We know that already. Yeah. Just very interesting. They're totally different. And we reject the comparison of shtar and kesef, and we'd rather say shtar and get. Yeah?
You know, I mean, inherently, if I was writing shtar, nobody missed their own points. Exactly.
What?
I mean, they're really fairly separate things. Nobody missed their own points. You write your own shtar.
I hear nobody mints their own coins. So the Ran says, I'll tell you that. The Ran says, now that I know that they're so different, you could be Makadosh and Isha with Shavu Kesef if it's attached to the ground. You can't give a get that's attached to the ground, because you can't give a get that's attached to the ground. Why not? Because it says Kosav and Nosan, has to be right away given, not to cut it off. I can't be Makadosh and Isha with a shtar that's attached to the ground, because it's makish to get. What about if Shavu Kesef is attached to the ground? No problem. A shtar is... Yeah, but they're different now. That's the one askarina the Ran came up with. They're different now. Shava kesef is no problem. We don't, right? I'll be bekaju. I'll give you that tree. It'll work. Right? But if I write the shtar on the tree, it will not work. It's interesting. Okay. Itmar. Now that you said, oh, it's all different because kesef, of course you don't own your own mint. Okay, what about this? Itmar. Kasvu l'shma, you wrote it l'shma, v'shalomi daita, but she doesn't know you wrote it. You had her in mind. I'm going to win her over no matter what it takes. She doesn't know that. Right? She doesn't even know who you are. But you already wrote it for her. Right? So, Rav Ravina Ami Mekudeshes is good. Rav Papa Rav Shivya Ami Ena Mekudeshes is no good. What? Yeah, she has to know. Yeah, she has to know. Ami Rav Papa, Ema Taima Didi, Ema Taima Didi, Ema Taima Didi. I'll explain them and I'll explain myself. Ema Taima Didi, I'll explain them. Dixiv Yatsav Haisa. Maka Shavai Yitzia. You compare it to again. Ma Yitzia Lashma Vishalomi Daita. Just like a get has to be written Lashma. And she doesn't have to know about it. She doesn't know you're writing a get for her. She doesn't have to know. So too, at havaya nami l'shma v'shalomi daita. She doesn't have to know. V'ema taima didi. I'll explain why I said she does have to know. V'yatzev ha'hoiza. Makash ha'vayel yitzia. Ma yitzia b'inan das makne. She has to have das makne. She has to have das that she's accepting it. You can't give her a document and then and not tell her that it's a get. We had those, that's complicated. So too, af havaya b'inan das makne. She has to have das. How do we paskin? There's no answer. There's a big machlokas we showed him how you paskin. Goes back and forth. There's no psak. Meisvei, which is why you'll... Meisvei, the gimel that says Eina Mekadeshes, but that's a big machlokas. Meisvei, wait a minute. How could you tell me that she has to know Ein kos vin shtari erisin v'nisuin ela midas shnehen? You're not allowed to write a shtar erisin and a shtar nisuin unless they both know about it. What's a shtar nisuin? What's a shtar nisuin? Have you heard of a shtar nisuin? It's a shtar nesuin. Some say it's a ksuva. We're not sure what that is. My love, doesn't that mean shtari erisin v'nesuin mamish? Doesn't that mean the actual shtar? So what do you see? That if Papa's right, they have to know? Well, no, it's not what it means. You know what it means? Shtari pesikta. It's a shtar pesikta. What's that? Tanoim. It's tanoim. Kinder of Gidl Amarav. Dhamma of Gidl Amarav. Kama atanos in lebitcha. How much are you giving for your daughter for this wedding? Kach v'kach, so and so. Lebitcha for your son. Lebitcha for the daughter. What are you bringing to this wedding? What are you bringing to the marriage? Right? Kach v'kach. I bring in so much. Now, amdu v'kidshu. If they end up getting married, kanu. That's a valid agreement. It's a valid agreement. What's lacking in the agreement? Nothing. It's a valid agreement. But hein hein hadavar manikn b'amira. Those are something that could be acquired even if it's not written down. You happen to write it down. It's not worse, but it can be acquired with a mira. Why can it be acquired with a mira? So there's a lot of different reasons. The Meiri says hana, the kedushin, the ksuva will include whatever you said by mira, and even though this agreement is all by mira, so we don't have an answer to the machlokas. I have a brisa, and that brisa is not talking about a shtar kedushin. It's talking about tanayim. So you want to write down the tanayim. You have to, as to any agreement. How much are you giving? How much am I giving? What are we agreeing on? What are we not agreeing on? Of course, they have to have das for both of them. That's obvious. By the way, the tanayim don't have to be written down. They could be ba'amira. If you want it to only be oral, it could be oral. Most times, we don't allow such a thing. But here, some the Chazon Ish says because of such excitement and so and with such happiness about a kedushin, about a wedding, that and then you have anyway there's a ksuba written down, so it can all be done with amira. Does anybody know what comes out of this line? I heard this once. I think it's true. That is the reason why an engagement party in Judaism is called a vart. Called a vart. It's a vart. A vart means a word. Because the agreement was something that could have been done with Amira. And what that a vart was, we're agreeing on this shidduch. So what are you bringing to the table? Right? They sat down with some cake and some schnapps, and they made an agreement. That was called a vart. You ever wonder why it's called a vart? It's after the L'chaim. Right, so we're talking about the old days when they had a L'chaim and a vart was together. So it's hein hein adar manikna b'amira. That's why it's called a vart. It's not because someone's supposed to speak. It's not the reason. You don't always have to have speeches and everything. It's called a vart because it could, because this was the type of a kinyan, it didn't have to be written down. The amira alone was enough. Okay? Ubibia. And you're allowed to be Mekadesh alone with bia. We're going to spend some time on bia, not today, but it comes up in the next few days. Menalon. How do you know that? Amar Riva Amar Briachanan, the Amar Kra, it says in the Torah, Be'ulas Baal. Be'ulas Baal. Where does it say that? Be'ulas Baal, Tamachlokas. So, I'm sorry, Be'ulas Baal, yes, Tamachlokas. So there's a pasuk in Parshas Kisete that says, Kim to Ish, Shochev, Im Isha, Be'ulas Baal. If a man will lie with another woman, Be'ulas Baal, she's a married woman. That is Rashi's pasuk. However, there's an alternate pasuk of the Rihazakin, a pasuk where?
Sarah.
By Sarah. When Avimelech took Sarah, and Avimelech, yes, in Parshas Lech Lecho of Vayera, Avimelech took Sarah, and what does it say there? That Vayomer lo, Hincha meis al Isha, Asher Lukachta, that you're going to die, Avimelech, says Hashem, because Vihi Be'ulas Baal. She's a married woman. Says the Marsha, all the old girsas that I have that pasuk. The Alkat Shimoni quotes that pasuk from Avimelech, and it's old. It's a machlok. It's a real machlokas. So says the who is it? The Ramban says it's impossible. How can we learn dinim a din d'oraisa from Avimelech from a Ben Noach? That Hashem told the Ben Noach that Sarah is a married woman. That's how we learn the issue that bia is kona. We know any halachas that are learned out from before Matan Torah. Such a It's true, right? It's a Gzeir Shava. Hashem wasn't involved in that one. So the Ramban can't accept it. I don't know. I didn't look at the art school, but in my Gemara, both Psukim are here. They're both here. The one from Kiseitze, and then it says over here Nusach Lagirsas Tosos Viazakein Vialket Shimoni Ayin Marsha. It had the pasuk from Lech Lecha. What's the machlokas about? Which pasuk are you learning? So says says the Masis Moshe, it's a machlokas. What is the din by a marriage? You know what? I'm scared we're not going to have time. Let's finish the Gemara, and if we have time, I'll say that what's the machlokas about. Malamed, what do you see from the pasuk of Be'ulas Baal? Malamed she'asa la Baal al yedei Be'ila. That with Be'ila, with relations, you become a Baal. The pasuk says that. So Amalir was there. Amalir was Shlakish. Amalir Yochanan. Kuruzu Shoshana Rebbe. What Rebbe's pasuk is so terrible? It's so bad. It's so black to you. You have to come up with a pasuk of Be'ulas Baal. What's wrong with Rebbe's pasuk? Rebbe's pasuk says Ubala. The pasuk says Kiigach Ish Isha Ubala. A man takes a woman and has relations with her. What's wrong with that pasuk? Why'd you have to come up with another pasuk? What? We said that before, right? So what's wrong with the what do you have to come up with a pasuk? Maybe it's from Avimelech. What do you need that pasuk for? What's wrong with Baala? So Malamed Sheniknas Bebia. So he says back, no. Ime Hasam. If I would have had that pasuk, Havamina, I would have thought Adam Makdish v'Hadar Boil. You first have to do an act of kedushin and then do an act of bia. It's a two-stage kedushin. Ki Gachish Yishu Baala. You got to do both. That's not halacha. You don't have to do both. Kamash Malan. I have my pasuk. You don't have to do both. So I'm asking the Lord of Abba Mama, wait a minute. If you tell me that pasuk implies you have to do both, imkain, if so, Nahu Mahamu Urasa, the Amr Rahman of Beskila, Hechim Ishkachasla. How could you ever have relations with the Nahu Mahamu Urasa? Why? Eid Akdish, Vahadar Ba'il. If a person did Kedushin to a Basula, how do you do Kedushin? He did Kesef and then he did Bia, do two stages. Then Ba'ulahi, she's not a Basula. Shana Basula, Anam Rosh is only a Basula. And E the Akdish Velo Ba'il, if you only gave her a ring and didn't have Basula, didn't have relations with her yet, Lav Klumhu, she's not married. So how you ever have a case like that? So Amar Rabbanan Kameda Ba'i, no, Mishkacha is like a goon, she ba'al leha arus Shaloka Darka. Her husband had relations with her Shaloka Darka. So he had relations, yes, but Kedarka, she's still a Basula. So Amalei Abaya, that would not even make her married. Amalei Abaya, Akan lo pligi Rebbe v'Rabbanon ela ba'acher. That only is true about another guy, Aval Baal, but the husband himself, Divi Hakol in Ba'alei Shelo Kedarka Asu Ba'ula. That she's not considered a Basula if her husband has relations with Shelo Kedarka. Yeah, there's another guy. Yeah, maybe yeah, but not the husband. So Maihi, how do you know that? The Tanya, Ba'alei Yura Nashim, if 10 people have relations with the same woman, Vadayin he Basula, but she's still Basula. Because all 10 were abnormal. Shlokadarka, Kulam b'skila, everybody gets skila. Rabbi Omer, Omer Anino, Harishon b'skila v'kulam b'chenek. Only the first guy gets skila. Why? Because only he was shalok adarka, but now once he did that, he made her into an Eishes Ish. And now the other nine is only chenek. It's not an amaras anymore. She's a full Eishes Ish. So it becomes less severe. What do you see? That no one holds like that. No one holds that you can have shalok adarka and still remain a basula if you're the husband. It's Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak. You're right. The only way you could ever have an amarasa is if you makadisha with shtar. That's very wild. But that's what he holds. The only way you could ever have an amarasa is makadisha with shtar. Then when you have relations with her, she's a basula, but she's fully married. That's the only way it could be. Ho, the gomar amotzi, gomar machnis. Right? Get sends her out fully. Shtar takes her in full. She's fully married. Verb Yochanan, hayu ba'ala my avidle. What does he do with that pasuk of ba'ala? He does it for the following. Zu niktas bebia, only Isha can be acquired with bia, the ain ama ivriya niktas bebia, but ama ivriya cannot be acquired with bia. So I would think, tasty mi kalvachoma, mi yivama, have a kalvachoma from yivama. Ma yivama she ain niktas bekethe, niktas bebia, yivama cannot be acquired with kesef, only bia, zu. So this girl, she niktas bekethe, ama ivriya, ain odin she niktas bebia, can't she be acquired with bia? So Gemara says, what do you mean? But ma yivama she came to kukav omedes. But yivama is waiting, that's why it's different. So the Gemara says, you're right, I have a different kalvachomer. So I would have thought, all the kasef imacheres hikach la, that if another person will take her, so hikisha kasef laacheres, she is compared to another. Ma acheres mikta bebia, another can be acquired with bia, not the amivriya, af amivriya niktas bebia, kamash one, that's where it says ubala. Verebi hai svar minole, how does he know that? How does he know that din? Imke lichta rachmana ubaal. He should have said ubaal. Ma ubala, shma minatarti. We know both halachos. Ularava the Amar Barahina Asperali. But according to Rava, who says that Barahina explained to me that Kigachish Ishu Bala, that means Kedushin Hamasurin Labia Havi Kedushin. Only if Kedushin is given over for Bia, that's a valid Kedushin. Kedushin Shay Masurin Labia Lo Havi Kedushin. But if it's not given over for Kedushin, it's not for Bia, it's not a valid Kedushin. What's that about? We'll save it. It's in the Mems. It's coming up later. It's one of the places where we pass on a Kabaya. It's one of the Yal Kagams. It's the Mem. It's the Kuf. Kedushin Shalun to Labia, it comes up later. But anyway, Rava has a din like that. So Ma'ikal Neymar. So what do you can say? In Kain, Nichtav Kra Ubala, my Ubala, Shmamina Kulu. We know all the halachas. Now the Gemara is going to say, I'm going to stop here. V'Rebbe Haibulas Baal my Ovidle. Says the Ramban. What kind of if it's true that we learned it out of Avimelech, what kind of question is that? So, Rabbi, what do you do with the pasuk of Avimelech? What kind of question is that? It's not a limud. So the Ramban says, obviously we're using that other pasuk. What's the lumdus of that? Maybe we'll start off with that tomorrow. What's the machlokas? Why they picked the pasuk from Avimelech or not? It's about whether or not the kedushin of a goy is chal. Some say goyim can't be married. Rashi holds like that. Goyim are not married. They don't have a din kedushin. So if you're mezana with a goy, it's nothing. She's not a married woman. She's a goy. She's not eishes ish. Says the Ran, what are you talking about? Of course she's an Eishes Ish. They don't have Kedushin, they don't have Kesef, they don't have Shtar. Of course they have Bia. They're married people. Yeah, they don't have Kinyonim like Jews, but they have Bia. So when Avimelech is there, what is that? So according to Rashi, it's nothing. According to the Ran, it was a valid Kedushin. At least there's Bia if he's with Sarah. Therefore, according to the Ran, you can use that pasuk. According to Rashi, you can't. That was basically what the Matzah Moshe suggests. All right, we'll stop here. And yeah, it fits. We'll stop here. We'll pick up. Everyone have a good Shabbos and a good night.